Hey folks, Dan Freo here with your market update for January 6th, 2025. So mortgage rates are staying steady right now. The markets have their ups and downs today, but this week there's really nothing on economic news coming out today. But tomorrow throughout the rest of the week is a little bit of a different story. So let's get over to the economic calendar we have for this week. Right now we have servicing PMI came in right in line with what was expected. Then on Tuesday we have the JOLTS reading, how many job openings and labor transfers there's going to be. On Wednesday, we have ADP payroll numbers, initial jobless claims, and then what we have on Thursday and Friday is actually the government numbers. Initial jobless claims on Thursday, and then Friday, the average hour earnings plus non-farm payroll and the official unemployment rate coming out on Friday. So basically, that's when the markets are going to be moving the most. Right through here, we have the bond market down 7 ticks. That means rates are going to just basically stay steady right through here. So let's take another take from this former Fed official. He's going to talk about tariffs, jobs, importing, exporting people, and deporting, and all the other stuff. Let's see how much of an impact it really might make in regards to interest rates and the housing market. And then we're going to take a deeper dive into the CME FedWatch tool. How accurate is it? So let's take this away first, and then we're going to analyze the CME FedWatch tool.
Welcome back to Squawk Box. The December jobs report due out Friday. It's going to be a critical piece of data ahead of the Federal Reserve's meeting at the end of the month. Joining us right now is Eric Rosengren, his former Boston Fed president. Eric, good morning to you. Let's talk about what you think we're going to hear towards the end of the week, and then let's get into the mindset of what you think Jay Powell is going to think about it, if you will.
So for the labor report, I don't think there are going to be many surprises. I think we're still going to be pretty close to full employment, around 4.2%. And payroll employment will come in a bit under 200,000. But I think the real news is actually not coming from the data from December, but really what happens with tariffs and immigration policy once the new administration begins to make their decisions about what exactly the policies are going to be in those two areas.
Okay, so that's the big question, though. I mean, we were talking about this Washington Post report this morning as it relates to this new administration, tariffs in particular, this idea that there's going to be tariffs across the board for what they're describing as critical items to our national security. How that's defined, I think, is going to be the big question. How do you think the Federal Reserve is supposed to think about all of this? And are they supposed to think about this ahead of any action or not?
So the Fed's going to be driven by data. And right now, the core inflation already is pretty high. So if you look at the PCE, we're at 2.8%. If you look at the CPI, we're at 3.3%. And the Fed's own forecast was that at the end of this year, we're still going to be only at 2.5% for both total and core. So just based on the data, it makes sense for the Fed to pause. But the Fed does have to make a forecast. After the inauguration, there's presumably going to be more information about what the nature of particularly the tariffs are going to be. While the Fed's driven by data, the data is likely to be driven by some of the fiscal actions. And those fiscal actions in the short run are going to be driven by tariffs and immigration. In the longer run, we'll see the benefits potentially from deregulation and lower taxes. It will be good news if the Washington Post article is correct and there's going to be more flexibility on the tariffs, but I think it remains to be seen.
So basically, at this point, everything's data dependent, and I get it. That's why it's really hard to post out where the interest rates are going to go for the year, and I'm still working on that video. But right through here, here's where we're seeing the economic, basically the economy at a glance. Now, the gentleman did say the PCE is at 2.7 or 2.8. That's the core PCE. It strips out food and energy, and it's a little bit higher than the PCE overall. But he also mentioned the unemployment rate at 4.2. That's really basically full employment. So we got full employment. Inflation a little bit higher than expected. So what is the Fed really going to do? So let's take a kind of a glimpse at the Federal Reserve watch tool. So the CME FedWatch tool is what we're talking about. So the Chicago Mercantile Exchange puts this thing together, and they're giving us the probability of when's the Federal Reserve going to do at the next meeting. So in 23 days, the Federal Reserve is going to meet, and down through here is a whole bunch of data that they provide us. So the first thing we're going to go is right through here. But what you have to understand is where the federal funds rate is right now. So the federal funds rate right now is in the range of 4.25 to 4.5. There's a 25 basis points kind of spread between there. So let's get back to the CME FedWatch tool, and here's the probability of what's going to happen at the next meeting. So the next meeting, there's a 90.9% chance that they're going to do what? Well, the right on my shoulder there. You can see the federal funds rate is 4.25 to 4.5. So there's a 90% chance the Federal Reserve is not going to do anything. Okay, so let's look at the probabilities throughout the rest of this year. We can click the probabilities right through there, and all this is going to come up. So expecting nothing really until the, let's say at the earliest, May is when there's a 50% chance or more for the Federal Reserve to cut. Okay, so we're going to take a kind of a glimpse at where they've been and what they're looking forward to. So one of the things I want to go to is the dot plot. Well, the dot plot gives us where the Federal Reserve is expecting the federal funds rate to be over the next year, couple years. So last year, here's where the federal funds were. Here's where the dot plot put us. So they expected the federal funds rate would be between 4.25 and 4.5, and they hit it right on the button because they did this at the last meeting. So now next year, what's projected? So right through here, they're expecting the federal funds rate to be about 3.75, so about a 50 basis points cut from here, so maybe 2 rate cuts. But then if you go back to the aggregates on what the probabilities are and so forth, it's really not there. So we don't know when the Federal Reserve is going to cut, how they're going to cut, how much they're going to cut until the data keeps coming in. So it's really difficult to figure out, is the CME FedWatch tool as precise as it normally should be? Well, the answer to that in many cases is no, because these adjustments change every quarter or every 60 days, every 6 weeks when the Federal Reserve does meets and gives us their new data points. So this chart, it changes quite a bit throughout the year. So you can take it for short-term kind of volatility in the markets, but don't look at these charts, especially the dot plot, to think out, okay, well, next year or in 2026 or in 2027, you know, mortgage rates are going to be that much lower. I wouldn't put that much credence in on this report. So that's my take on that. So let's get over to the equity markets right now. Whoa, we have the Kwok Brothers. If you're interested in trying to pay off your house really quick through a strategy, check out the Kwok Brothers. These are friends of mine. Actually, they're neighbors of mine, Dan and Sam. So check out them. They just happen to be on my screen right now. But if you're looking at the equity markets, we have the Dow Jones is up right now. S&P's up. NASDAQ's up 250 points. Russell 2000's up. The VIX is up just a little bit, so I'm not liking that. But the equity markets are doing well right now. Let's look over to cryptocurrency, see how it's doing. Whoa, it's up to 102,000 right now. But let's go to oil, see how the inflation report's going to be there. We like it when the oil's in the red. So we need oil to be about $70 a barrel to bring out some of the inflation numbers that we're seeing right now in our economy. So that's it for today, guys. So what I'm going to do is change my plan going forward. In the morning, I'm going to give you the economic reports. And in the evenings, I'm going to give you things like, you know, how accurate is the CME FedWatch tool? Or what programs are most people using in 2025 to buy their first house? Or things like that. It's going to be strictly related to real estate, because that's our goal this year, is to help you guys understand. Once you decide you want to buy a house, that has nothing to do with me. Okay, I don't even want to be involved in, you know, where rates going, where home prices are going. Once you follow me and you decide, okay, now I want to buy a house, I'd love for you to work with us. Okay, my name is Dan Frio. I've been a licensed loan officer for 35 years now. I work at ServBank, the number 10 largest servicer in the whole country. And we're also a big mortgage broker. So check out our my programs and my team right through here at theRateUpdate.com. If you want to put in your application now, click that. What we prefer you do is you should be vetting us, and we really want to know your story. So schedule a consultation with me, Alan, or David right through here, or you can scroll down to the bottom. Give us a call if you would. 844-775-5626. That's our 800 number. Please call in and ask any questions that you might have. Or you can email me directly, and please make it a precise question and give me your phone number too. Love to call you back with the answers to any of the questions that you have. So thanks for reaching out. God bless. Have a fantastic day. And today we'll be back with a later video around 5 o'clock Central Time. Hopefully you'll understand a little bit more about real estate. Take care, folks. See you then. Bye-bye.